Welcome to the Sector Peaks, Steve.
Hello, thank you for having me.
So, Steve, do you have a morning ritual?
Yes, I'm one of those that I jump out of bed, get ready first, because that's the way I like to start my day, and then I write down my goals, and then do a little light meditation, and that kind of gets me in the right frame of mind for the day.
What is the best constructive guidance you've received in your career?
Get help. Bringing on a coach was one of the best things I ever did in my business.
What is the life mantra you live by?
My big thing is I'm going to be good and share my knowledge and help others so that they can actually achieve their goals and dreams.
What is the biggest misconception about you?
I'm actually an introvert, and a lot of people think I'm an extrovert.
Do you have any hidden talents?
No, I do not. Any talents I have, I'm pretty out there with it.
What is the most heartfelt compliment you've received?
When I was working with a business owner, and after 6 months, they broke down and told me that I actually not only saved their business, I saved their marriage, their house, their livelihood, all their savings, everything, just by turning them around. I didn't know that was that much of an impact, and that's the day I realized I'm not just helping business owners, I'm helping their lives, save marriages, everything else that goes along with it.
When the heart and the mind don't agree, what do you do?
I'm a kind of a gut thing. But I'm also an analytical, so I actually just reach out to my coach and get some feedback. I need a little bit more input.
Speaking of the gut, last time you ignored your gut feeling, what happened?
The gut was right. That's why it is. I learned my lesson. Go with sometimes the gut, but I'm one of those, let's measure the facts, let's take in the data. And at the end of the day, if same with business owners, your gut usually will dictate where everything else goes.
Very true. What is your favorite childhood memory?
Probably just playing with my friends and getting out there and realizing, you know, nowadays, I didn't realize I grew up in a city where we were very diverse, and it just, that's the way I've always been. And I think that's one of the greatest things that I ever learned was, you know, acceptance of others and be tolerant and just we are people. And I love that. And I didn't realize it until the last couple of years going, wow, I was very happy and lucky.
What is your favorite book to read?
Right now I've been reading some Napoleon Hill. I'm currently on the Devil's, I got to get this right, Outwitting the Devil. But I also read every year, Think and Grow Rich, because I also do run some mastermind groups, and I believe that really helps you stay centered and keeps you focused.
Steve, what makes you laugh the most?
I like stupid funny, cerebral funny, so those kind of things. People off comments, dry humor, and I got a lot of clients who have that same kind of sarcastic wit as well.
What is one thing you will never do again?
What I've learned is work with certain types of people. I will never do that again. I have learned my lesson. Every time I have that gut feeling saying you shouldn't work with these kind of people, I have thought, well, maybe this one will be different, and I've learned my lesson. Nope, the gut is right.
I hear you on that one. Last thing you do before calling it a day?
I actually read my goals out loud. So I want to get them into my subconscious brain, and then I run through my calendar what I'm going to do tomorrow. So I feel, when I wake up, I feel very prepared for the day.
What is your favorite comfort food?
Believe it or not, it's coffee. I'm a coffee nut, and just having a nice cup of coffee, maybe go outside and just relax. and it makes it enjoyable, and all of a sudden things become very clear at that moment.
If you could redo any life experience, which one would it be?
I think as a younger self, going for it. I had a chance to be on a ski team that had plenty of Olympic hopefuls, and I couldn't afford the school, and I opted out instead of going for it, and I think I should have gone for it.
Steve, are there any initiatives you host or causes you support?
Yes, I actually do volunteer my time for SCORE as a mentor, as well as I provide lots of workshops for business owners, anything to help the business owners survive and thrive. I'm very passionate about it. And then I give my time to other organizations such as Toastmasters and a few others.
And finally, what do, and where can people contact you?
Yes, I am a certified business coach, author, and professional speaker, and I work with small business owners, helping them survive and thrive, putting in the systems that they need for long-term success. And you can find me at bizcoachsteve.com, bizcoachsteve.com. I have plenty of resources there for business owners, and you can contact me through there.
Thank you, Steve, for joining us on ExecuPeaks.